This is Daf HaShavua. This week is Ksuvos Daf Chav Gimel. We begin on Chav Beis Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Shnayim Omim Niskacho, Shnayim Omim Lo Niskacho. We had previously where two Edim say Mace and two say Lo Mace. Two Edim who said Nisgarsha, she was divorced. Two Edim say Lo Niskacho. This Braisa begins speaking about Kiddushin. Two say that this woman was Mikudeshes to someone, and two say that she was not. So Harezo Lotina say, so the Braisa says that she should not marry another person. Last Rashi. Lare Lotina say La Acher. She's not allowed to marry another person because there's a possibility she's already married to someone. But Vimni says, but if she did marry someone else on the basis, obviously, of the Edim who say, Lo Niskacha, that she was not married at all to anyone, Lo Tetze, she does not have to leave that husband. Shnayim Omim Nisgarsha, Shnayim Omim Lo Nisgarsha, that we had on top of the page already. Two Edim say she was Megureshes, two say she was not. Harezo Lo Tinasi, she should not lechatchila marry anybody else. Of course, the possibility is that she's not Megureshes, she's still married to someone. But Vimni says, but if she did marry someone on that basis, Tetze, she has to leave. So the Gemara wants to know, not top of the next Amud, Chav Gemel Amud Aleph, Maishna, Reisha, Maishna, Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha in the case of a woman who we have a two Edim, Trey, two say she's Mikudeshes, two say she's not. If she remarries someone else on the basis of the Edim who say she was not married, Lo Tetze, she can stay married to the second person. But when it came to Gerushin, two against two, we say Lotina, say she shouldn't marry someone else. But we say Vimni, say if she did marry someone else, Tetze, she has to leave because two Edim said that she was Lo Niskacha. So the question is, why should there be any difference between the Reish and the Seifa? So Amar Abaye, Tirgama Be'edechot, says Abaye, I'll tell you, and we had this earlier to try to answer the Braisa on the other Amud. We spoke about the possibility of speaking about Edechot. So Abaye did that on the other Amud. So Abaye does that over here as well regarding the Kiddushin and the Gerushin. So what's the difference between the two? So really when it says two said this, two said that, it wasn't two that. It was one said Niskacha. So Edechot Omer Niskacha, Edechot Omer Lo Niskacha. So by two Edim testifying, well, truly one aid, one saying she was Mikudeshes, one saying she was never Mikudeshes, Tarvayu Bipnuya Kamasade. But both testifying that at the very beginning, she was a Pnuya. She was single. Top Rashi. L'divrei Shneem ad achshav cheskas Pnuya haisa kodem sheniskacha. So her chazaka is that she's a Pnuya. She's a single Mormon, a woman. V'hai dekom eniskacha. Therefore, the one who says she was mikudeshes, havelechad. So what happens? Both, we have an aid who says niskacha, one who says lo niskacha. But together, if you join them together, they both are essentially saying that she started out as a pnuya. So when one aid wants to testify that she became mikudeshes, havelechad, he's only one person. Vein devarv shelechad b'makom shnayim. And his words are meaningless in the face of two people because the two people are the two Edim. Meaning, one is the one who said niskacha, the one who said lo niskacha are the two Edim who say she's a pnuya. So now that the woman, now that we have an Ed who said, well, niskacha, she's mikudeshes, well, too bad, we don't listen to you because there are already two Edim who are testifying about a chazaka that she was a pnuya. That is the case of Kiddushin. And Seifa, the case of, and that's why, by the way, we could assume she's a Pnuya, and that's why she can marry that second guy, and Lo Tetze, or at least B'dieved, Lo Tetze. Seifa, the case of Gerushin, it's also Edechad. Edechad Omer Niskacha, Edechad Omer Lo Niskacha. One Ed says she was divorced. One says she's not divorced. So if you take their Edes together, what are they essentially saying? What status did she have to begin with? Tavayu Be'eshes Ish Kamisadi. They're both testifying that she was an Eshes Ish. Aye. And now one wants to say she was Migureshes. Well, we're going to ignore him. V'hai dekamar Niskacha, Havelechad. He's only one person. We ignore that one person who stays Migureshes in the face of the two people who say she had a chazaka originally of being an Eshes Ish. That is Abaye's answer over here, similar to the way Abaye understood the Braisa on the previous page when it came to the Mace and the same came to the Migureshes. Take a look at the top Tosos. Tosos wants to know the following. Vim Tomar, Shno shna, meaning the Gemara says, now what's the difference between the Reish and the Seifa? The Gemara's, it's a great question. After all, what should be the difference between Kiddush and Gerushin? So even before Abaye's answer, even before we speak about Eid Echad, Tosa says, I should know the answer. What do you mean, what's the difference? Shno shna, there's a huge difference between them. The Reisha Islam Ukuma Becheskas Penuya, Viseifa Becheskas Eishas Ish. Essentially, what Abaye was saying is really something we should know from the very outset, even when we have two against two. Both are testifying. A woman starts out, you know, in other words, Rabbi is saying, well, if they're both testifying that she was Niskacha, if they're both testifying, rather, one who says Niskacha, one says Lo Niskacha, though, well, they're both basically saying that she started as the Penuya, and the only question is, did she become Mikudeshes? So, obviously, they're both agreeing that she's a Penuya. But that would be true even without Eid Echad, even when it's two Eidim against two Eidim. Her original status is a Penuya. And the Sefer Becheskas Eishes Ish. And the same thing regarding the one Eid against the one Eid is true even before we get start with any of the Eidim. She has a Chazak of Began Eishes Ish. So Tosus explains why we need Abaye, and those Chazakos would not be sufficient to explain the difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin. Why? The Eish Lomar, the Beresha, Afal Gav, the Islan, Lukma, Becheskas, Penuya, true. Mikomakom, Treyu, Trey, Sveka, de Rabbanonhi. Once you have two, and it's true, Midoraisa, that there is this halacha of Chazaka, but Midorabbanon, we have to treat her as if she's possibly married. That is enough for her to become usher to her husband, and that's why the only way to explain this is through Abaye's Eid Echad. Next Tosus, Tavai B'Pnuikam Asadi. So we explain that, the one who says Mikudeshes, the one who says she's not Mikudeshes, they're both essentially saying she started as a Penuya. And that's why those are two Eidim saying she's a Penuya, and one Eid says, no, she's a married woman, she's Mikudeshes. We can ignore that one Eid in the face of the two Eidim, and therefore that's why she's able to stay married to the second guy that she married. It may not be the second guy, maybe the only guy. Says Tosus the following. Lo havet sarich laha. I don't need you to tell me. But they're both testifying that she's a penuya. The one who says mikudesh, the one who's saying ain't a mikudeshes. Why da filu leka elahu da amar niskacha lo teitze. He says like this. You're telling me, when I have one aid saying she's mikudeshes, one aid not mikudeshes. So now the aid who says I have an aid who says niskacha. Okay, she was married to someone. So, says Tosfos, I know already, even without another aid who says lo niskacha, I know the rule is lo teitze. She can't, she does not have to leave the other, the husband she marries. Why? Dein davar shebe'erva, pachos mishnayim, because the davar shebe'erva is not going to be less than two people, less than two aidim. So even without that particular aid, so there's really nothing to talk about, right? The witness who says the woman's not married, even without that witness, the witness who said, leave out the witness who said the woman's not married, okay? What do we have? We have witnesses. She is married. That doesn't matter. What would we do? We would reject the kiddushin based on the fact that ain davar shebe'erva bachos mishnayim. Ignore the kiddushin. She's allowed to stay married to the second guy. I would ignore the kiddushin completely because there's only one aid here anyway that says mikudeshes. That's really meaningless. Avoltema, says Tosis, but it's very difficult. It's astonishing. So now we change the question. Meaning, once you're telling me, Ein Dover Sheber Vapachos Mishnayim, and I have one aide who says she's mikudeshes. That doesn't mean anything. It's a davar shebe'erva to get married. So one aide who says she was married it doesn't mean anything. So I can ignore the fact that she may have been married to someone else. So why don't we let her get married lechatchila to this other guy? If we have no real eidus that's saying she was mikudeshes to anybody, why is it only if she does marry lotate? Sevi'e shlomar kagon. We must be talking about the following case. For example, Shano Yodim Shazarak Le Kiddushin, we know he threw Kiddushin to her. Umisfei, Umisapka, Lani Karavlo, Karavla. We're not sure if the Kesef Kiddushin, Shtar Kiddushin, was closer to him, and she's not Mekudeshes, they're closer to her, and she is Mekudeshes. Vahani Beisade, and these two Eidim, Chadamar Karavlo, one says it was closer to him, and therefore she's not married. Vahadamar Karavlo is closer to her, she's married. Dekeven Devadai Zarak Laha Kiddushin, since we know there was Kiddushin thrown towards her, so now leslam the maimer ukma chazaka lahatir lahatir lachatila. You can't say, well, it's a chazaka in davar sheber parchos mishnayim, and maybe she's not married at all. No, that we don't do, because there we see that there was a possible kiddushin here. This is really a suffek of 50-50, and the chazaka is gone. Inam, you know the way the chazaka could be gone. Kigonchu neiros tokos umitos mutzos. The candles are lit and the beds are spread already. Shoya ome the kaddish. We see that they're ready. The chuppah's there. The marriage is there. Everything's in place. So if that's the case, so I already have. So then I would say, at that moment, so then already I have a real suffix. I've lost the chazaka, and that's why the chatchila lo tinase. But only afterwards we say lo teitzu. Back in the Gemara, Rav Ashi offers another possibility. We're 8 lines down. Rav Ashi Yomar, different answer than Abaye. Lo olam treu tre. Really, it's not 1 8 against 1 8. It's 2 against 2. And the Brisa on the previous Amud that has kiddushin, where we say lo teitzu, and Gerushin, where we say teitzu, could be understood not where it's 1 8 against 1 8, but rather ve'epuch. Rather, reverse the halacha. Meaning what, says Rav Ashi? Shnayim omrim ro'inu hu sheniskacha, u'shnayim omrim lo ro'inu hu sheniskacha, hare l'zu lo tinase, v'mnises teitze. What we're doing here is we're switching really two things. Number one, the halacha, that teitze, that she has to leave the guy who she marries, is applying to kiddushin and not gerushin. And we're also changing the fact that the Eidim, what they're saying is, not that she's Mikudeshes versus not being Mikudeshes, whether they saw she was Mikudeshes. So two of them say, we saw she was Mikudeshes, and two say, no, we didn't see she was Mikudeshes. So then, meaning this to another person. So what's the halacha? Harezulot, she should not marry another person. Why not? She shouldn't marry another person. And not only that, if me says tete, and if she does, she has to leave. Why does she have to leave? Well, let two Eidim say we saw she was married already to someone. And the other two Eidim who say, no, we didn't, what did they say? We didn't see she was married to someone. Does that mean that she wasn't just because you didn't see it? And that's why, obviously, tete. So the Gemara says, and that's by kiddushin. So we flip the halacha. It's by kiddushin teitze. And the case is 2 against 2, but the two said she's mikudesh. We saw if she's mikudeshes. And the two are arguing it's not really trey or trey, because they're really saying we just didn't see it. That doesn't mean it didn't happen. So the Gemara says, shouldn't that be obvious? Pshita. Lo rinu ain araya. To say we didn't see, that's not a proof at all. Lo tzricha. So the Gemara says, the ukimta, the case must be the following. Didairei bechatzer echad. That's where they're living in the same chatzer. What does that mean? So the Eidim are living in the same chatzer as the woman. Ma'u detema im isa diniskacha kala isla lamilsa. Maybe you would have said, well, if she really mikudeshes, we would have heard about it. And the fact that we didn't hear about it shows she's not mikudeshes. So lo re'inuha maybe is a raya here, and it's 2 against 2. Kamash malah, no, comes to teach us. People do get married in private, and since they get married privately, it's possible she was really married. And the people who say, I didn't see anything, we ignore them, but it's not obvious because they're in the chatzer, so what they're saying, has some validity, but we don't follow that. And therefore, it's not pshita, but nonetheless, it's teitze. She has to leave because we believe the Eidim who say niskacha, and we don't believe the Eidim who even live in the chatzer and said lo niskacha. Good. So the Gemara says, and Seifa. So now, this is all Rav Ashi, who now has to explain the Seifa, which is Gerushin. Now, what do we just do? We switch the halacha. In the case of Gerushin, here we're going to say lo teitze, wouldn't it be lenient, according to Rav Ashi. Seifa, but it's two against two. Seifa, Shnayim Omrim Reinu, Shenizgarcha, Ushnayim Omrim Lorinu, Shenizgarcha, rather, Ushnayim Omrim Lorinu, Shenizgarcha. Two Edim say we saw she was Megureshes. Two say we didn't see she got Megureshes. Harezu Lotina say this woman cannot marry someone else. Vimni says, but if she did, Lotetse, she doesn't have to leave. She can stay married. Why? Because we'll believe the Edim who say that we saw she was Megureshes. So the Gemara says, my Kamashmala. So what exactly, the Gemara wants to know, what is the Chiddush of this particular case? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Afal gav the dairi b'chotzer echad. Oh, maybe you'll say, I know what, even though the woman, the witnesses, the witnesses who say they didn't see the divorce, are living in the same chotzer, we're going to, and therefore maybe they would probably know that she was not divorced. No, we're going to ignore them, and we're going to assume that she was divorced. Hanuhach, well, that's the exact same purpose of what the Reish is there to teach us. Ah, so the Gemara says, no, this is different. Ma'u detema gabi kiddushin hu da'avi di'in shidimikachi b'tzina, aval gabi gerishin im isa digarsha kala isa l'milsa. Maybe it's different. Maybe only in the case of kiddushin that people we say, oh, they get married privately. And that's why there was that havami, there was the conclusion, rather, since they get married privately, it's possible she got married and you guys just who lived in the chassid just didn't see it. And that's why we say, we assume that she was Mikudeshes and she has to leave this other guy. Aval Gabi Gerishin, Imisa di Garsha, Kala Isla Lamilsa. But when it comes to Gerishin, I would say, oh, it would be publicized. People would know about it. Kamash Malon, Davidi Inchi Nibikach, Vidimigarsha, Bitsina. No, Bryce is teaching us. People not only get married privately, they also get divorced privately. And therefore, the Chiddush is. Therefore, the Chiddush is that the case of the Seifa is something I would not have known, that people are Migureshes Bitsina, and that is the Chiddush of the Seifa, that since they do get divorced in private, the possibility is that the woman did get divorced, even though you didn't see it, and therefore, if she remarries, Lotetse, we can assume that she got divorced.